Now, though, we're going to chat with the Hammer. Hank Goldberg going to join us on the Metro PCS Hotline. His Hammer Time podcast this week is with Jets broadcaster and a former Miami radio star, Bob Wischusen. He and Hank previewed this game and caught up. And Wischusen talked to Hammer about Rex Ryan keeping his team together in 2013.
Not only were they not supposed to win, as you know, more than six games, they've already won seven, but that was really by design. I mean, that's the thing that, you know, I know in New York, when you've got 50 tabloid newspapers and they're all fighting for headlines, it's not a flashy or popular thing to say, but really the theme for them this year was supposed to be wait until next year, because they didn't spend a dime on their offense. They're going to be somewhere between $40 and $45 million under the cap. And when you factor in the draft choice that they're going to get for Darrell Revis from Tampa that still remains on that trade, they could have somewhere between 10 and 12 draft choices and $45 million this coming offseason. And they weren't going to do anything to mortgage that flexibility. So they really were kind of dealing a hand to Rex Ryan and the offensive coaches that was a losing hand from the start, and they knew it, but it was a rebuilding year. So I don't know. I mean, the fact that he has this team, even in a playoff race early December, is a good coaching job. You know, like I said, they had no skill position players, none. Santonio Holmes has been one of the major contract busts, if not the contract bust, over the last couple of years. He was supposed to be their best player. They didn't add to this group at all, and they had a rookie quarterback who at times was out there fighting the good fight alone. So, and he did what rookies do. You know, I mean, I think last year, the success of Russell Wilson, Luck, RG3, you know, in a very small sample size, probably skewed the vision that a lot of people ought to have of rookies. You know, our lives growing up watching football, you expected a rookie, if he was a starter in his first year, to throw a bunch of interceptions and learn on the job. He's a rookie coming off of a rookie year, you know, was always known to be, and that's a struggle.
Bob Wischusen, the voice of the Jets, with Hank Goldberg. You can hear their full conversation online at Dolphins.com. Hammer, it's true in that I don't think a lot of people thought the Jets were going to be playing Week 17 with a chance to get to 500 this year.
Yeah, one thing about, you know, Rex Ryan was he didn't have a future to look forward to, though. I think the story was that the general manager, Idzik, didn't really want to keep him around very long, and the owner didn't feel that way. And I'm not sure what Rex Ryan's future holds in store for him, but the players want to play for him. And the last 2 weeks they've played pretty well, and they haven't quit on him.
No, they haven't. What do you make of this game, Hank? Dolphins and the Jets, all the cards on the table.
Well, I think Miami's coming off a game that they'd like to forget. And it's interesting that there are teams who are playing the equivalent of playoff games this week who really had bad games last week, who are in a similar position where they could have established their situation a lot better. But, you know, Miami just has, you know, they have to protect the quarterback, and he has to get the ball out of there faster. And the one thing I have a little bit of a concern about is that the Jets are running the ball well, and they're number three against the run, and the Dolphins did not run the ball well last week, and they did not defend very well against the run. And Chris Ivory, in his last 113 carries, has averaged 5.7 yards per run. So, you know, this is the one thing the Dolphins have to look out for when they play the Jets, and the Jets do have a decent pass rush. On the other hand, all the games that have been played at home have been close. Four games decided by 4 points, two games decided by 2 points, and one game decided by three. So I think we're going to see another close game, and hopefully the Dolphins will prevail. But they need to come out snarling this week, and I think they need to attack too, and they have to continue to attack, and they have to play smart at the end of the half and at the end of games. They can't afford to slack off at any time during this game, because the Jets would like nothing better than to spoil things for Miami.
Hank, let's stay along that same terms of the playoff race with the Miami Dolphins, and look at the teams at Baltimore going to Cincinnati. Baltimore obviously fighting for their playoff life, and Cincinnati being at home, getting a chance to possibly get that number two seed. What do you see happening in that game?
Well, Baltimore has not been a good road team this year. They've been 2-5 on the road, and Flacco's knee is a little bit questionable. He played last week with a brace on it. They threw in a clunker. They were one of the teams that, you know, needed to win last week, and they got blown out. And Cincinnati's been perfect at home, and Cincinnati's playing for a seeding. And I saw an interview with their coach who said that they're going to play this game to win. They're not letting up. And, you know, Dalton has been a different quarterback at home than he's been on the road. And in their last four games at home, I think they've scored 40 points or more, and they won by an average of 31-15. So I think Baltimore, you know, that game means a lot to Miami, too, because, you know, Baltimore is the team that, you know, I think Baltimore is their main competitor right now. And if Baltimore doesn't win, and you know, it certainly makes things better for Miami. So I think, you know, it would be, you know, it would be a big break if Cincinnati comes to play, and I believe they will.
Hank, let's go over to the NFC where you have Chicago taking on Green Bay. You have two quarterbacks coming off of injuries, most notably Aaron Rodgers coming off a broken collarbone. Do you think Aaron Rodgers will be a difference maker in this game?
You guys would, you know, would know better than I on this, but you know, I was talking to a couple of people today who said that, you know, this is not an easy situation for Rodgers coming back after 8 weeks off. You know, he's not just going to step in and automatically have a great afternoon. And on the other hand, Chicago, you know, they played their worst game of the year last week, and Philadelphia just crushed them. And it's one of those games where I think Coach Trestman just threw the films away. And, you know, the heat's on Cutler, who has not played well historically against Green Bay. But one thing about Cutler, he's got the weapons. You know, if Rodgers had the guys around him that Cutler has, I'd feel a little better about his comeback, because Cutler has the top two, the top combination of wide receivers. He's got a terrific tight end, and he's got a great running back and Forte to go to. So, you know, this game went from Chicago as a 4-point favorite to Green Bay as a 3-point favorite. Everybody's jumping all over Green Bay. Well, I got news for you. Green Bay's defense is no great shakes either. They've given up 30.3 points per game in their last nine games, and Clay Matthews, their best defender, is out. And they've got other injured players in their secondary and at the linebacker spot. So, you know, it's there for Cutler, and they're home, and it could be bad weather. That's another thing that could be and remember, when Rodgers was playing, they didn't do a good job of protecting him, is one of the reasons why he got hurt. I think this game could go either way, because you don't have great defenses playing. And, oh, by the way, Green Bay's best running back has been injured, too. He's got an ankle problem, talking about Eddie Lacy. So, I don't think it's a slam dunk for Rodgers coming back and lighting it up.
Hey, let's stay in the NFC, and let's go out to Dallas this weekend, where there's no Tony Romo. He had surgery this morning. Kyle Orton's going to start for those guys. Looks like Philadelphia's finally hit their stride like they thought they might with Nick Foles and Shady McCoy and those guys. What do you think will happen now that the pressure's probably less on Dallas and more on Philadelphia to get this win now that Tony Romo's not playing?
Why do you think that the pressure's less on Dallas? You know, here's a team that in December has got a terrible track record. And you got Philadelphia coming in with the leading rusher in McCoy, and I can't find any fault with Foles, who has been tremendous at quarterback, and Dallas has a quarterback. You know, another, you talk about a guy who hasn't played in a while. You know, he's the guy who lost his job to Tim Tebow in Denver. That's what he's known for. And excuse me, Dallas has been outgained by 1,200 yards by their opponents. Excuse me, their defense is awful. And I just can't see Philadelphia going in there and not winning that game.
All right. We've gotten the picks from the Hammer, Hank Goldberg. Again, his Hammer Time podcast this week with Bob Wischusen, the voice of the Jets. Hank, this week, next time, or this time next week, or are we talking about a Dolphin playoff game, you think?
I need an extra week of work. Come on, let's go.
Hey, that's as good a reason as any. We'll keep the Hammer coming up on the Finsiders every week. Hank, Happy New Year. Thanks for checking
Happy
in.
New Year to you guys, all of you. And, hey, what's going on with the Penn State coach, OJ?
Oh, Hank, you know, he's been doing so well. I knew he'd get so much interest, man. I hope I hope he gives us at least one more year, though. But I can't blame him if he wants to go elsewhere.
Well, if he goes to Texas, I can't blame him at all. But.
Oh, I didn't know that was an option either. I don't want to go to college. I want to go to pro if he's going to go anywhere.
Yeah, could be any one of those.
Houston or Texas, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's right. Looking Lone Star State. Hey, gotcha. Hammer, thanks as always. Happy New Year, and see you soon, I hope.
All the best to you guys.
Appreciate it. Hank Goldberg on the Metro PCS Hotline. For unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS Hotline, visit thefinsiders.com.